three really high grade drill holes, a couple of meters at 140 grams, a couple of meters at 300, and a couple of meters at 93 grams per ton. So obviously very high grade. So look, yeah, Edna Beryl is the first of our small mines, and those grades I just talked about, they're the first samples of the ore body at Edna Beryl. So hopefully that reflects the grade of the ore body.
When you talk about grade of gold, you're mentioning some figures there, 140 grams per tonne, 309 grams per tonne even. Can you take us through the grades? What constitutes a low, medium, high grade gold prospect?
Okay, so everyone I think is probably familiar with the Golden Mile at Kalgoorlie. That's pretty much our biggest mine in Australia. That's got a head grade of about 1.9 grams per tonne. So, you know, to put this into scale, you know, we're talking orders of magnitude richer than that. However, obviously, you know, the Golden Mile is a very big deposit. These are small mines, you know, very small, high-grade deposits. But we hope are going to be highly profitable and will allow us to fund some of our ongoing exploration in Tennant Creek.
That sounds pretty crazy then, those numbers. We should just clarify for the audience that they may not be actually representative of the ore body. You might have just drilled through a gold nugget.
That, look, absolutely, that's correct. They're in no way representative. They're three holes. They're only 2 metres deep, so they're sort of pre-development holes just to sample and find out where the top of the ore body is. So it may not be representative.
Can you take us through how a small mine works?
Everyone's probably familiar with big mines, big equipment, big underground workings, you know, big shafts. The small mine strategy is about having small gear, small shafts, small equipment, handheld equipment without any dilution. So in other words, you can mine the gold without diluting the grades by taking a whole lot of the wall rock. So it's actually a very efficient way and a very profitable way, hopefully, of mining these very high-grade deposits.
Is it used anywhere else in Australia?
Look, it was used in the older days, you know, in the old timers used handheld air legs and things like that for development. But, you know, as things have progressed and labour costs got higher, we went into, you know, jumbos and automated mining. And obviously that's not applicable here because these are small mines. So, look, there's not too many of them left, actually, to be honest with you.
So a resurgence of olden day type mining with new technology.
That's exactly right, yeah. So we're using the new technology to find them, and then we're using some of those, you know, true and tried techniques to mine them.
All right, but it's not all about small mining, is it? I know that your aspirations for the Tennant Creek prospect are quite different, but it's an old prospect. Why are you looking at something that's already been looked at and still hoping to get a big mine out of it?
Look, you're exactly right. The Tennant Creek mineral field, you know, has been around for a long time. But Emerson's the first company and our joint venture partner, Evolution, to apply modern technology and modern thinking to the field. So what we're hoping, our main strategy is actually a big mine strategy. So it's to make a big discovery. And that's where, you know, we're trialing new technology to make the next discovery. Because, you know, previous discoveries in the Tennant Creek mineral field were found 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago using surface techniques. We're looking for those hidden or buried or blind deposits. So we're using, you know, seismic technology, airborne EM technology, some new geological ideas to find, hopefully find the next big discovery there.
The big part of the new technology is the seismic drilling. That has been used in the hydrocarbon industry, but not in mineral exploration, as I understand it, because of cost. Can you just take us through what seismic drilling is?
Yeah, so Nathan, it's not seismic drilling, it's a geophysical technique. It's you know, many people would have seen the vibrosize trucks out along the road which vibrate the ground and they have receiver stations. So what it actually does is it sends sound waves down and looks for different properties in the rock which reflect at different you know, different speeds. So it's basically a reflection technology or refraction technology that, you know, these sound waves come back. So it allows you to look deeper down in the earth crust, much deeper than any other previous exploration technology has previously allowed.
What are you finding there in Tennant Creek? Is the seismic testing worth it?
Absolutely. Look, we did four lines of trial seismic over some of our known mines. and we drilled a hole there. God 32 was the name of the drill hole, and we intersected high-grade, very high-grade copper in that hole. And also further down, we were looking for gold. We got some gold and bismuth, which is obviously a near-miss indicator. We also did a regional seismic line, and that regional seismic line ran along the main highway, did about, I think, 50 or 60 kilometres along the main highway there, and gave us a whole new kind of idea of the underlying geology and what's going on and what's controlling these main deposits in Tennant Creek.
All right, Rob. And just finally, and more generally, the gold price is good. Particularly while international markets are volatile and the Australian dollar's low. Is there a modern-day gold rush on in Central Australia?
Look, you'd have to say that there's certainly a lot more activity. You know, there's a lot more enthusiasm, you know, and gold, as you say, Australian dollar gold is actually, this is a great time to get into Australian dollar gold. Unfortunately, the lead time for these things is takes a while. You can't just all of a sudden turn the tap on and find a gold deposit. So it's the companies that are persevered that I believe will, you know, reap the rewards of that high gold price, hopefully down the track.
Hey, Rob Billing, it's been really interesting to chat. I appreciate your time, and thanks for talking with the Northern Territory Country Hour.
Thank you very much, Nathan.